But he makes the flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin. Oh. He'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow.
Hi, this is Miss Donna. Welcome to the Mustard Seed Kids. Did you ever wonder how faith grows? Even a small child can learn. Sometimes big people don't know what faith is about. You see, adults often need proof. They have trouble being as a little child and accepting God's word and promises by faith. Kids, you'll want to have your parents listen along with you today, so they can grow in faith too. You see, it's time for the Mustard Seed Kids and their episodes of Man on the Go Interview, where we learn that as Christians, we go through some rough times in our lives, but we don't give up. We trust God to provide what we need, even in those rough times. Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all our heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit or acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. That is good advice. Then we'll explore three things God doesn't know. Well, that sounds interesting. God knows everything. What could this be about? This morning, I read in Psalm 94:11 that the Lord knows all human plans. He knows our very thoughts. This sounds interesting. What three things doesn't God know? Well, let's listen in and learn today. But first, we have a word from our sponsor, Scripture Myosin. Here we go.
Are you tired? Tired? Oh, tired. No pep. No energy.
Have you got the poorlies? Has someone glued your feet to the floor? Life got you down. Depressed. Feeling sorry for yourself. Is life one big bummer? Does each day seem worse than the day before? Are you looking at life through soot-colored glasses? Does today seem like the last day of the rest of your life? Unhappy? Did your dog look mean at you this morning? Kids got you down? think you can't go on another minute? If this is how you feel, boy, are you in bad shape. But never fear. Hallelujah Pharmaceuticals has the answer for you. The cure-all, the pepper-upper, the pick-me-up. Yes, sir. Now available in readable form. That old-fashioned remedy, Scriptur-Myosin, proven to be 100% effective in millions and millions of cases. Scriptur-Myosin comes in book form with verse doses for minor ailments and chapter doses for more serious cases. So, if you are suffering from the misery of all miseries, don't delay. Treat your illness today. Remember, that's Scriptur-Myosin. Scriptur-Myosin. And it's available in most homes or your favorite Christian bookstore in the convenient take-along size. And now, live, our Man on the Go interview. Today, featuring Winner's Circle, the success stories. Now, take it away, Herkimer Hasselbaum.
Hey, thank you there, Miss Curley, for that fine reminder about Scriptur-Myosin. And now for our first Winner's Circle personality, we'll go high up on Mount Heavenrest, where we'll meet Rocket Shorefoot, this year's gold medalist in mountain climbing.
Hi there, Hercules!
That's Herkimer.
Right!
Well, Rocket, we'd like to talk to you today about your success in the mountain climbing division. Could you tell us how you become the most successful mountain climber?
Well, I'll tell you, Horse Boomer.
That's Herkimer.
Right. Well, I started as a baby by climbing out of my crib. My ma and pa kept putting me back in, but I didn't give up, and I kept climbing out.
And where did you go from there?
My next experience was in grade school. I attended Heaven Rest Elementary School, 4,600 feet above sea level.
Well, that must have been an uplifting experience.
No, Hasseldorf. In fact, it was a downer.
That's Herkimer. What happened there?
Well, you see, all the other kids took the cable car bus up to the top of the school. But I wanted to be a mountain climber, so I climbed the 4,600 feet every day.
How long did that take you?
7 hours up and 20 minutes down.
Why such the short time down?
I fell a lot.
Did you get hurt?
Sure did. I've had 56 broken bones at last count.
Well, with so many accidents, how did you ever become a gold medalist?
I never gave up.
Well, Rocket, thank you for your time.
Okay, Horkendork.
Hey, that's Herkimer.
Right. Be seeing you.
Yeah, okay, Rocket.
Yeah, sure am. Remember, I don't give up.
Well, that was quite a winning story. And now, for our last Winner's Circle interview today, we take you to our hometown, USA, and the home of Cynthia and Charlie Christian. Cynthia seems willing to be interviewed. Hello there, Cynthia.
Hello there, Mr. Hasselbaum.
Oh, please, call me Herc. Now, let me ask you a question. Yes, right here in my notes, I see that you and Charlie were both the Gold Crown winners in the Christianity competition.
Yes, that's right.
Could you tell our audience when you first began training for this competition?
Well, Charlie thinks it was about 80 years ago, but I say 28 years. Yes, a neighbor of ours introduced us to the Lord Jesus. We asked the Lord to forgive us of our sins, and we began to put Christ first in everything in our lives.
Oh, I see. So you began by becoming Christians and then sort of got involved in the Christian scene.
Yes, you could say that.
I just did. Did you find the training difficult?
Yes, very. But I think you could say it was enjoyable most of the time for that rough period, 70 years. No, dear. Excuse me, 17 years ago. Thank you, Charlie.
So what was the problem?
Well, about a year after we began tithing, Charlie got very sick, and we ran low on money. But we still felt committed to giving money to God's church.
Now that must have been discouraging. What did you do?
We didn't give up. We continued to give just as before. And the Lord provided for our needs. And more. Wait! What did I forget, Charlie? What did you say? Oh, yes. How could I forget that? Well, then, there was the time I met a young girl who was living on the streets, and we took her into our home.
Oh, boy. That must have been exciting. What happened then?
Well, she had grown up knowing nothing but distrust and crime. She stole all my jewelry and ran away in the night.
Oh, man, I bet you that discouraged you.
Yes, it did. But we didn't give up. Then I remembered one other time when Charlie had to quit his job because his company was doing things we thought were wrong. At the time, I was at home caring for our kids.
Oh, now that's terrible. You mean you had no source of income?
That's right. It was about 6 months, I think, before Charlie found another job.
Now that must have discouraged you. What did you do?
Well, we didn't give up. We just trusted God to provide for us, even through that rough time.
And did he?
Oh, yes. People from our church gave us food and money to help us. Just about every week, we had someone inviting us over for dinner. Sometimes we found bags of groceries just sitting on our front porch. Those were exciting days. And all because we trusted God and didn't give up.
What would you say is the most important factor that got you to the winner's circle today?
Don't give up.
And now, after being Christians for several years, if you had to give advice to Christians who have gone through similar problems, what would that advice be?
Don't give up. Stay faithful. God is bigger than any problem.
Well, we certainly thank you for your time and your great advice.
You're welcome, Herker.
And that winds up our interviews today from The Man on the Go. As folks, as you've heard firsthand from our Winner's Circle champions today, if you want to chase away those valley blues, if you're discouraged, lonely, depressed, downhearted, unappreciated, ignored, or criticized, and if you have a bad case of the miseries, remember,
don't give up!
And now, back to our station, TV Channel 7.
Thank you, Herkimer, for that excellent program today. And now we say goodbye until next time. From all of us here at Channel 7, and from our sponsors, Hallelujah Pharmaceuticals, and that cure-all home remedy, Scriptyramycin. Keep on praying. Keep on saying, don't give up.
Flowers in the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to see. We are the branches and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to hear. His return is growing near. When Jesus comes back, he'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh,
remember, everyone, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit or acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. That is good advice. And when you don't give up, your faith continues to grow. Get to know the Lord by reading your Bible and praying every day. Then you won't give up. Are you ready? Then ask the Lord to change your heart today. Make it ever true. Don't give up. Yes, change my heart, O God. Make it more like you.
God wants us to be like soft clay in his hands, so he can make something wonderful out of our lives. And he'll do it if we ask him.
Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Change my heart, oh God, make it ever true.
Thank you, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use your song. I'm glad Jesus lives in my heart. I know I need to pray every day and ask God to show me what He wants me to do. I want to be a Christian, not just say I am. Whoa, that was a great lesson today. And now it's time for a commercial break. And Big Bob Goodman. Oh, and remember, don't write down the phone number. It doesn't exist. He's just being funny. Take it away, Big Bob.
Hi, folks. I'm Big Bob Goodman, your friendly Bible salesman. Yes, folks, here at the Good Book Emporium, we have Bibles of all kinds. We have big Bibles, little Bibles, fat Bibles, skinny Bibles, large print Bibles, Spanish Bibles, Baptist Bibles, Nazarene Bibles, Catholic Bibles. Yes, we have any kind of Bible you could ever want. This week's special Bible is our Scratch and Sniff Bible. Yes, folks, now you can really let your Bible come alive right before your very nose. You can scratch and sniff your way all the way through the Bible, from the fragrant aromas of the Garden of Eden all the way through to the fire and smoke of Revelation. You'll visit the pig pen where the prodigal son spent some time. Just scratch the page and you'll get a whiff of what it really smelled like way back then. You'll discover what Noah's Ark really smelled like. You'll smell Moses' burning bush, the plague of frogs, the lion's den, the fiery furnace, and the rose of Sharon. You'll suffer with Jonah the aroma of a whale with heartburn. Don't laugh, folks. You ever seen a 60-pound Rolaids? You'll actually smell Balaam's donkey and the aromas of the manger that important night in Bethlehem. You'll thrill as the Bible becomes alive as you've never experienced it before. Now, how much would you expect to pay for this offer? $90? $100? Our special price, just for you, television audience, for this magnificent Scratch and Sniff Bible, is only $49.95 plus $4 postage and handling. Dial our special toll-free number, 1-800-BIG-SMEL. That's 1-800-BIG-SMELL. And order your Scratch and Sniff Bible today. MasterCard and Visa are accepted. Don't miss out on this fantastic, never-to-be-repeated offer. That's 1-800-BIG-SMELL. Do it today.
Well, everyone, I don't have a Scratch and Sniff Bible, but my Bible is getting very worn from being used every day. I call it my Bible Bible. It is my book of instructions on how to live the Christian life. I hope you have a Bible. It's the best instruction book you could ever have. In fact, just yesterday, I read in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.'" Whoa, that's pretty exciting. The Lord is looking at my heart? He doesn't care if I wear name brand clothes or look a certain way. He cares about my heart. He just wants me to be available, and He will do the rest. Oh, I'm glad I came today. Aren't you? Okay, it's time to find out what three things God doesn't know. I can't wait to hear this. Let's listen as Andy and Rebecca talk about it.
Hey, Rebecca, do you got your homework done yet?
Nope. I'm still doing my math.
I'll bet you can't count up to 100 unless you have something counting sticks in front of you.
Oh, aren't you a comedian? So, do you have your English paper written yet?
No, I haven't been doing well in English.
How can you not do well in English? It's your native tongue.
I can't decide what I want to write about.
My paper is all done.
No way. You must have gotten help from someone.
I got all the help I needed from the Bible.
I knew you had to get help from somewhere.
Well, it is supposed to be a research paper.
So what did you write about?
I wrote about three things God doesn't know.
Hold on, time out. You can't write a paper about that. There's nothing that God doesn't know.
Believe me, there are three things that God doesn't know.
Maybe you don't know that he knows, but take it from me. He knows.
Take it from the Bible. He doesn't.
Does.
Doesn't.
Does.
Doesn't.
All right, Miss Smarty Pants, what are they?
Well, the first thing God doesn't know is someone he doesn't love.
Someone he doesn't love? Huh?
Right. The Bible says in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world, and that includes everybody.
You know, Rebecca, I think you're right.
The Bible is right, Andy.
All right, you got me on the first one. But you cannot be right that there are two other things that God doesn't know.
Well, God doesn't know anyone who hasn't sinned, except, of course, himself.
Someone who hasn't sinned.
That's right. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, in Romans 3:23.
Okay, so what's the third thing that God doesn't know?
God doesn't know anyone he can't forgive.
How do you know that?
The Bible says in Acts 10:43, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins.
Hey, I guess that does include everybody. I've got to hand it to you, Rebecca. You knew what you were talking about when you wrote your paper.
You mean the Bible knew what it was talking about when I researched my paper.
Do you think you could research the Bible and find some other things that God doesn't know?
Well, why don't you research the Bible and find some things God can't do?
Oh, come on. Everybody knows that God can do anything.
Hey, if you research the Bible, you'll find out there's several things God can't do. Tell a lie, or go to sleep, or sin. There are lots of things God can't do.
That's a great idea. Thanks for brainstorming a topic for me.
It's not really a brainstorm. It's more like a brain drizzle. See you tomorrow. Wow, what a lesson. Rebecca's paper challenges me to search the Bible too, and her topic for Andy about finding some things God can't do makes me want to search for some answers. How about you? Well, let's close our time together with another Mr. Donut Man song, Love and Obey. It's the way to say, I love you, Lord. If I love you, then I will obey. It's the only way, even when it's not the easiest thing to do.
Hey, kids, before we go, why don't you tell me some things you can do to be a helper and to let God's love shine through you? That's good.
Helping with the dishes, doing what I'm told.
That's right.
Teach me in your word. Loving is the way.
Uh-huh.
And if I learn to love, then I will obey.
Yes, you will.
Just another way of saying, Lord, I love you.
You got it. To love and obey. To love and obey.
To love and obey.
It's the only way.
It's the only way.
To love and obey. It's the only way of pleasing you. What else can you do?
Sharing with my friends. Being good to all.
Uh-huh.
Helping anyone if I see them fall.
Well, that's good.
Just another way.
Wow, you've learned a lot.
Teach me in your word, loving is the way. And if I learn to love, then I will obey.
That's right.
It's just another way of saying, Lord, I love you.
Oh, and he loves you too. To love and obey.
Thanks, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use your song. You've helped us understand how we can be obedient to God. Like I learned in Joshua chapter 24, verse 24, and the people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God and obey him." That's Joshua 24, 24. Thank you, Ted Brungard, Donna Bridge, and our producer, Doug Bridge, for being available so God could use you on today's episodes. Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mustard Seed Kids. Hopefully, you have learned that God loves it when we spend time with him, like when we get company, and when we thank him. We hope you have learned from today's episodes. See you next time. Until then, spend time with God each day by reading the Bible, hiding God's word in your heart, and praying. Watch your faith grow. Oh, and maybe you'll want to keep a faith journal. That's a daily writing of how your faith is growing and what you see God doing. You've trusted him. My journal is full of ways that God has increased my faith. Or you could draw pictures of what happened each day. Happy writing and drawing. Today's episode of the Mustard Seed Kids was a production of Kingdom Kids Incorporated in Watsontown, Pennsylvania, and was made possible by a generous grant from Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church, Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. Until next time, remember, Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." And God bless you. Special thanks to Rob Evans, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use his songs today. If you have comments or suggestions, write to Kingdom Kids Incorporated at 11 East 3rd Street, Watsontown, Pennsylvania, 17777. And don't forget to visit Facebook page Donna Bridge or our website at www.hiskingdomkids.org. You are listening to the Mustard Seed Kids on www.shoutcast.com. Search Kingdom Kids. Join us each Sunday at 6 p.m., Tuesday at 7 p.m., and Saturday at 10 a.m., all Eastern Standard Time.
As we praise Jesus and love Him, we grow to be more and more like Him. So let's praise the Lord all day, every day.